Morning, we're continuing Klal and Zion, and we're looking at Simon Hay. Simon Hay and Simon Rav, he deals with the validity of Kalim, which have different ways of getting the liquid out. So we picture this, let's start with a simple kli, a cup. It's the same height, top and bottom. There's no openings any part. You pour out through the top. You could have a kli which has some type of a valve, a spout at the bottom. Towards the bottom of it, you would have actually something which is all the way on the bottom. It's a hole in the bottom with a pin in the hole. And when you press up on the pin, you open up the space there and liquid comes out. And when you release it, you stop holding it, the weight of the liquid on top pushes the pin back into place in the hole. The top of the pin is wider. The bottom of the pin is narrow. So the top of the pin covers the hole or fits into the hole, whereas the narrow part of the pin is leaves space between itself and the walls of the hole. So when you push up, liquid comes out, and when you let go of it, liquid stays in place. So you have a kli with a hole in the bottom, but liquid's not coming out. That's how it's made. You have a spigot on the side, a spigot or a spout. You could have a spout on top where the one side of the kli is higher of the kli is higher than another. Like you picture a jug or a pitcher, so one side is sometimes higher than the other, and the liquid is poured out through that side. So the place that you're pouring from, interestingly enough, doesn't really hold liquid. You can have picture some of these pouring cans. They have a spout which comes out from the side. Cylindrical tube, which continues up to be higher than the rest of the kli. Is that considered a valid kli? So all of these are things that you can deal with in the next two simonim. Kli she'esh tabar zelamata shkaren hanfas. So he has our example of the pin in the bottom, which you're able to push up. By pushing up, you create a space and allow liquid out. So again, you have a hole in the bottom. You have a pin in it. The bottom part of the pin is thin, and there's a space between that and the wall. The upper part is wider, and it fills the opening fully. So when the water is pressing down on it, all the pressure keeps it in place. No liquid comes out when you push up. So now there's room around the pin for the water to run out. So it has a hole in it. Or min hatzad, shekaren hantel, or you have like a handle on the side. It means like a spout or a spigot that you have in a keg of beer. It has a spigot on the side, which basically it's a tube which comes out, faces downward. And there's a valve which sits in it, which in one direction it fills the space totally, in the other direction it leaves a gap. The same idea. When you turn it, look at one direction, there's a gap between the valve and the wall, and liquids are able to run out around it. You turn it the other direction, it fills the space totally, and no liquid comes out. So both of these have a hole in the kli, and liquid could come out of it. So is that a valid kli? So the Chayyim says, "Kima shetchilas tikunoi kach mikra kli." So this is the way the kli is made. It's made to function like this. That's not considered a broken kli. The problem with a hole is it's a broken kli. The problem with the hole is that the kli doesn't hold liquid. Well, this kli holds liquid, and this kli is not broken. This is the way the kli is supposed to function. So we cannot look at that as considered some mice of bittel in the shame kli. So the kli is fine. Now the next issue the Chayyim is going to deal with, though, that even if the kli is fine, we have another problem that the liquid has to come onto your hands based on what's called koyach gavra. We mentioned this before. So the Chayyim is going to talk about this more in the next klal, the requirement of koyach gavra, but he just mentions it very, very quickly. So when you open up the valve and liquid runs out, so is that considered that you're pouring it koyach gavra? When you pick up the kli and you pour, that's clearly your energy, your input is what's causing the liquid to move. That's called kayak gavra. Over here, gravity is pushing the water out. All you're doing is opening up the valve, or you're holding the valve open. In the case of the pin, you're keeping your finger there the whole time. You're holding the valve open. In the case of the spigot, you turn it, and now it's open, and then the water runs out under its own accord. Is that considered your maisa? Nazi says that we're going to see later on that it's considered a maisa, but you have to open and close it. And we'll explain more of the details about that. You have to put the pin, or if you have a shrive as a screw, if it's a screw system, you turn it, you have to push it back in and out each time you're pouring. So we'll talk more details about that. He says in Klal Lamed Ches, Simen Aleph. Have a good day.